Good morning. Before we begin, Bill Feeney from the Office of System Safety will deliver a public safety message. Press the button. There you go.
Good morning. New Jersey Transit, your safety is our highest priority. Please listen to the safety instructions in case of emergency. An emergency announcement will be made over the loudspeaker. The primary exit for this location is the stairwell located in the lobby across adjacent from the elevators. There's a second staircase located through that door. There's a defibrillator and a first aid kit located in the elevator. Fire extinguishers are located in the front and back of this room. Thank you.
Thank you. The Operations and Customer Service Committee meeting will now begin. For the record, Board Member Caulfield is present at this meeting, and Board Member Greaves is participating by telephone. Board Member Greaves, please respond.
Here, Joyce.
Thank you. Board members, at this time, we usually ask for public comments on the agenda, but we do not have any speakers. So we'll move on to the first staff report, which is the Operations and Customer Service Update, Stuart Mader.
Thank you, Joyce. Good morning. This is the January 2020 Operations and Customer Service Report with trends, analysis, and insight for November and December 2019. Rail on-time performance was 89.2% in November 2019, a decrease of 1.9 percentage points versus October. On-time performance in December was 91.3%, an increase of 2.1 percentage points versus November, and year-over-year increase of 1.3 percentage points versus 2018. Significant contributing factors to delays and cancellations included pedestrian fatality on December 5th, a switch failure near the Portal Bridge on December 9th, Portal Bridge failure, weather-related delays, and signal failure resulting from a snow and ice storm on December 17th, and signal failure and weather-related delays on December 19th. Year-to-date, cancellations are down 35% for 2019 versus 2018. New York Penn Station trains reported overall on-time performance of 86.9% in November, a 2.3 percentage point decrease from October, and 90.0% in December, a 3.1% increase versus November, and a year-over-year increase of 1/10 of a percentage point versus December 2018. Hoboken Terminal trains reported overall on-time performance of 88.1% in November, a 2.1 percentage point decrease from October, and 90.3% in December, a 2.3 percentage point increase versus November, and a year-over-year increase of 7/10 of a percentage point versus December 2018. System-wide trains reported decreases in on-time performance for November versus October, and subsequent improvement in on-time performance for both peak and off-peak services from November to December. Year-over-year, system-wide on-time performance increased for both peak and off-peak services and decreased slightly for weekend services from December 2018 to 2019. Rail equipment reliability, measured as overall mean distance between failures, improved to 81,181 miles in November versus 79,134 miles in October, and improved further to 83,301 miles in December. These are the fifth and sixth consecutive months of improvement, as well as a year-over-year improvement versus 69,908 miles in November 2018 and 67,997 miles in December 2018. That represents a 22% improvement in rail reliability in December 2019 versus 2018. Bus on-time performance was 91.8% in November, a decrease of 7/10 of a percentage point versus October. The 12-month rolling average for bus on-time performance was up by 2.1 percentage points year-over-year to 92.2%. On-time performance was 89.4% in December, and the 12-month rolling average was up 1.8 percentage points year-over-year to 92.2%. Significant contributing factors to trip delays in the northern and central divisions included a motor vehicle accident in the inbound bus lane on November 1st, disabled vehicles in the Lincoln Tunnel on November 4th, December 9th and 10th and 12th, heavy traffic on November 4th and 8th and December 12th, early leave and pre-Thanksgiving holiday traffic on November 27th, motor vehicle accident with a fuel spill on Route 495 West by Route 3 and Secaucus on December 10th, and emergency ice removal on the Route 495 bridge on December 18th, all impacting Port Authority bus terminal service. In addition, numerous police escorts in December for dignitaries attending holiday events in New York also impacted the Lincoln Tunnel and Port Authority bus terminal service during rush hours. Newark Penn Station bus service was delayed by police activity that closed the roadway on November 1st, which caused heavy traffic congestion along detour routes. Emergency construction at Penn Station caused delays across multiple lines on November 19th, and a motor vehicle collision on November 21st closed multiple lanes with heavy traffic congestion along detour routes. On November 27th, multiple accidents delayed service and caused significant congestion along detour routes. The majority of customer feedback centered on trip delays and customer bypasses resulting from significant holiday travel in both November and December, including notable increases in night and weekend travel on routes including the 159, 126, and 139. Despite this increased travel, there were notable decreases in feedback related to delays on the 126 and 139 from November to December, nearly 50% for the 139 and over 80% for the 126. In response to feedback on overcrowding on the 1, we've added some additional trips that began operating as of January. Vehicle interior condition feedback centered on the 113 and 114, which currently use cruiser buses that are some of the oldest in our fleet. And these lines are on pace to see new buses as we take deliveries throughout the year. Employee performance feedback in the Northern, Central, and Southern divisions was investigated and appropriate corrective actions taken, including regional supervisors monitoring routes and issues addressed with operators. We're pleased to report improvement in on-time performance for all five major terminals in November. We're also pleased to report that for the 9th month, Hoboken Terminal's year-over-year on-time performance went up significantly by 5.3 percentage points from 90.2% to 95.5%. Port Authority Bus Terminal's performance increased as well from 86.8% to 87.4% of buses departing on time. Walter Ann Transportation Center increased from 91.5% to 94.1%, and North Penn Station on-time performance improved from 95.5% to 96.8%. In December, Hoboken Terminal's year-over-year on-time performance went up significantly for the 10th month by 5.2 percentage points from 90.4% to 95.6%. Port Authority Bus Terminal's performance decreased slightly from 84.2% to 82.2%, and Walter Rand Transportation Center also decreased slightly from 94.2% to 93.8%. North Penn Station on-time performance improved from 95.6% to 96.5%, and Atlantic City on-time performance held steady at 98.9% of buses departing on time. Bus equipment reliability, measured as overall miles between in-service delays, increased to 12,239 miles in November versus 11,075 miles in October 2019 and decreased to 10,995 miles in December. Year over year, MDBF decreased versus 12,184 miles in November 2018 and 12,885 miles in December 2018. An additional 183 new cruiser buses are being delivered this year, along with 110 articulated buses, the first of which was delivered in December 2019. And these new vehicles are expected to help improve equipment reliability on the bus side. Light rail overall on-time performance was 97.9% in November 2019, a 1.6 percentage point year-over-year increase and exceeding our 97.3% goal. The 12-month rolling average on-time performance for all three light rail lines in November increased by 0.1 of a percentage point year-over-year to 96.69%. Overall on-time performance was 97.7% in December 2019, a 1.9 percentage point year-over-year increase and also exceeding our 97.3% goal. The 12-month rolling average on-time performance for all three light rail lines in December increased by 0.35 percentage points year-over-year to 96.85%. Hudson Bergen Light Rail on-time performance increased to 97.6 in November and held steady at 97.6 in December. Newark Light Rail on-time performance decreased slightly to 98.9% in November and increased to 99% in December. River Line on-time performance held steady at 97.2% in November and decreased slightly to 96.4% in December. The following were significant contributing factors to trip delays on light rail. On HBLR, contributing factors for delays included heavy traffic affecting West Side Avenue branch shuttle buses on November 6th, 14th, and 21st, apparent child separation on November 6th, a car blocking the tracks also on November 6th, and two cars blocking the tracks on December 4th, door issues, police activity, and a switch issue on November 13th, and police activity in response to a major incident near Danforth Avenue Station in Jersey City that required the suspension of light rail service between 8th Street and Liberty State Park, as well as suspension of the West Side Avenue branch shuttle bus service on December 10th. A pedestrian strike on December 12th, brake fault on December 16th, and a pedestrian fatality on December 24th also impacted OTP. On the Newark Light Rail, multiple trains were affected by a car making contact with a light rail vehicle on November 11th, fire department activity on November 21st, a smoke condition at North Penn Station on December 5th, and icy conditions on December 17th. On the River Line, multiple trains were impacted by a motor vehicle blocking the tracks on November 10th, a track maintenance vehicle making contact with a motor vehicle and police activity on November 22nd, a medical emergency November 26th, disabled trains on December 2nd and 5th, switch problems on December 8th, a light rail vehicle making contact with a car on December 9th, and door issues on December 18th. Light rail equipment reliability, measured as mean distance between failure, continues to remain relatively static for Newark Light Rail and River Line when compared to the previous month. Hudson Bergen Light Rail equipment reliability continued to increase for the 7th and 8th consecutive months, from 23,575 miles in October to 25,670 miles in November and 26,461 miles in December. Newark Light Rail equipment reliability increased for the 2nd and 3rd consecutive months in November and December. On HBLR, we upgraded the inverter, part of the propulsion system, which has resulted in a 45% increase in reliability year over year from December 2018 to December 2019. On the Newark Light Rail, we're looking into doing this as well, since both systems use the same vehicles and they're approximately the same age. Access Link on-time performance was 90.2% for November 2019 and 89.2% in December, exceeding our statewide goal of 87.6% in both months. The statewide goal is based on the current OTP thresholds for each of the regions served by Access Link. For November, the 12-month average for Access Link on-time performance was 89.3%, which increased by 4.7 percentage points year over year. And for December, the 12-month average was also 89.3%, which decreased by 1.6 percentage points year over year, but exceeded our statewide goal. Access Link trip count was 136,053 for November, a year-over-year increase of 11,341, and trip count for December was 128,552, a year-over-year increase of 9,590. The total number of cases for November 2019 was 239, a year-over-year decrease of 142, and the total number of cases for December was 245, also a year-over-year decrease of 83. November cases were split 23% for the NJT Operations Center and 77% for the regions, and December cases were split 30% for the NJT Operations Center and 70% for the regions. Top three customer concerns were service delays, scheduled service, and NJT employee performance in November, and service delays, provider employee performance, and NJT employee performance in December. Service delay inquiries for November 2019 decreased by 86 year over year, and for December, service delay inquiries decreased by 46 year over year. Majority of November service delay complaints were reported in Region 5, Essex, Morrison, Somerset, and Region 2, Burlington, Camden, Salem, and Gloucester. And the majority of December service delay complaints were reported in Region 5 and Region 6, Bergen, Passaic, and Hudson. Service delay complaints are being addressed in several ways. Additional software upgrades, addition of runs during peak hours in Regions 4 and 5, improved service control training in the dispatch offices in each region. In addition, 49 new drivers have been added statewide in the past 12 months, and providers continue to increase operator hiring efforts. 111 driver training classes were held in 2019, and that's a 32% increase over 2018. 360 ambassadors assisted customers at 21 events in November and December. Events included the American Dream opening, Bloomfield Avenue Bridge replacement project, football regular season games, customer satisfaction survey card distribution, Thanksgiving holiday travel, and New Year's Eve holiday travel. For our transit information centers, average speed of answer in both November and December was 4 seconds, exceeding our goal of 5 seconds. We answered 99% of calls in November and December, meeting our goal of 99%. Customer experience videos highlighting winter safety, day in the life of a customer, and new locomotive engineers are reaching a growing number of customers and helping them see what it takes to run a transit operation of our size and scale. I also focused on onboard customer engagement on the Newark Light Rail, Morrison Essex lines, and supplemental bus service in South Orange and Maplewood. On social media, we're strengthening our engagement with customer comments and inquiries about service to close the loop, show how we're working with staff throughout the organization to address maintenance inquiries, share context and explanations on the things customers see on the system, like arcing caused by ice buildup on overhead wires after an ice storm, and highlight the important work of crews who keep the system running 24/7. This builds confidence in our responsiveness and follow-through when customers bring their observations to our attention. In November and December, our social media content was seen over 10.5 million times, which generated nearly 230,000 engagements and over 42,800 link clicks to information on our website over the two-month period. On average, a 1 to 2% engagement rate is considered very good for social media, and we are regularly seeing content deliver engagement rates in the 3 to 5% range. Our tweet on winter weather prep, was a video highlighting snow prep on December 17th ice storm, reached a 17.7% engagement rate, which is impressively high. We received over 600 commendations in November and December 2019 across bus, rail, light rail, and Access Link. I'd like to share a few with you. A bus customer contacted us to say, I've not been taking the bus that long, but my driver noticed that I was at the bus stop, Washington Street and Raymond Boulevard in Newark, texting and distracted and did not see the bus go by. He stopped, got out, and called back to me and waited as I ran to the bus. Wow. Talk about customer service. I felt like a valued New Jersey Transit customer and that someone actually cared about me and my welfare. I love taking the bus and have found most of New Jersey Transit employees to be very pleasant and capable. Even though I could just as easily drive to work, I recently started and will continue to take New Jersey Transit because it's efficient, easy, and helpful to the environment. But I'm amazed by employees like this driver who went out of his way for me. Thanks, New Jersey Transit. A rail customer contacted us to say, thanks to the conductor who handles the quiet car on train 6606 this morning on the M&E, he found my phone yesterday, gave it to Lost and Found, told me this morning, and it's back with me this morning, so thank you. An Access Link customer contacted us to say, I'd like to wish all the drivers and the behind-the-scenes Access Link workers the best of the holidays and a happy new year. I always enjoy my rides on Access Link, and the drivers are always courteous and respectful, and I'm especially impressed at how knowledgeable they are about the different areas of the city and their ability to maneuver through and around different neighborhoods to get passengers to where they are going. Never fails to amaze me. And finally, a visitor wrote in to say, hello, I'm here from Holiday on England and went to the Giants game last night. My hotel got the bus information wrong and suggested I get a bus from American Dream back to Manhattan. Unfortunately, the last bus had left at 11:30 and the game had only just finished. I missed it by 10 minutes and was totally stranded. Luckily for me, one of your supervisors, Mike Zuccaro, was there, and he literally went the extra mile by giving me a lift in his NJ Transit vehicle to a night bus stop near the Lincoln Tunnel. He even waited with me for 20 minutes so I wasn't left there on my own. I got the bus back to Port Authority Bus Terminal and was back in my hotel by 1:20. Mike really made a good effort to get me home safely, and he's a tribute to all the good work New Jersey Transit is trying to do. On December 11th, Governor Phil Murphy and New Jersey Transit President and CEO Kevin Corbett recognized 9 locomotive engineer students who've completed their classroom training. And on January 21st, Governor Murphy, President and CEO Corbett, were joined by New Jersey DOT Commissioner and NJ Transit Board Chair Diane Gutierrez-Scachetti to recognize 8 more locomotive engineer students who've completed their formal classroom training. On December 13th, Senator Robert Menendez, Representative Mikey Sherrill, and New Jersey Transit President and CEO Kevin Corbett announced a $17 million federal grant to purchase additional articulated buses beyond the 85 already on order, which will bring our new fleet of articulated buses to 110. We will use these added vehicles to augment capacity in busy corridors in Hudson and Bergen counties. New Jersey Transit has received a prototype Tier 4 diesel engine, the first of more than 20 that will replace existing engines on the Riverline rail fleet. The new engines will meet current federal emission standards, increase fuel efficiency, and provide modernized control and diagnostic features that increase service reliability and reduce our maintenance costs. And these new engines will be installed at the Riverline Vehicle Base Facility in Camden. On December 7th, a Riverline train was converted into a Polar Express for a festive 90-minute ride through Camden and Burlington counties. This was organized by Ronald McDonald House of Southern New Jersey as a welcome respite for families with young children who are undergoing medical treatments. The train's conductor, our own Ken Miller, and other New Jersey Transit volunteers handed out golden tickets and punched each one for the children, and they were also treated to Happy Meals from McDonald's while adults received Manhattan Bagel box lunches. The children were also given gift bags containing copies of the Polar Express book and items from event sponsors, including water bottles, miniature toy cars, and personalized honorary operator badges. New Jersey Transit police escorted the families to the train station prior to the Polar Express departure and accompanied riders for the duration of the event. Ken Miller noted that we also operated a Santa train for children in North Jersey and was happy to have the opportunity to do something similar in South Jersey in collaboration with Ronald McDonald House. Access Link hosted 2 customer forums in November, and an additional 2 forums were held in December to accommodate customers in the northern service area. Access Link staff was well represented and were able to provide real-time solutions and one-on-one attention to every customer that posed a question. New Jersey Transit Bus Operations is very proud to have transported a contingent of New Jersey State Police officers to Newark Airport last weekend for deployment by Governor Murphy to assist Puerto Rico after the recent devastating earthquakes. The restrooms at Walter Ann Transportation Center were recently gut renovated and rebuilt with new highly durable fixtures and finishes by our in-house DIN crew, or Do It Now crew, to enhance the station experience for South Jersey bus and Riverline customers. And on the new NJTransit.com, we launched refreshed, responsive pages for Newark Liberty International Airport Service, deals and discounts, and family super saver fares. And finally, on Sunday, December 8th, rail operations and customer service staff worked together to assist 30 puppies and their handlers from the Eyes of Hope Seeing Eye Puppy Project in Essex County. The trip helps familiarize future seeing eye dogs with public transit as part of their training to assist people with visual impairments. And that's the Operations and Customer Service Report for January 2020.
Thank you, Stuart. Board Member Caulfield, any questions, comments?
Yeah, a bunch of good news, it seems like, to close out 2019. I guess I'm looking at the system-wide performance, rail on-time performance. It looks like there was across-the-board increases for both New York Penn Station and Hoboken, both from November to December, and then also from 2018 to 2019. So I guess, were there any particular factors that you guys were able to pick up to explain the improvement overall? Or?
I apologize for my voice.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah. The, I think there were two things we can point to on a global level. One is that we review incidents in more detail now in places like Hoboken and Penn Station. We require a lot of careful oversight. So when we review the incidents and come up with different strategies, that does make a difference. And the other thing is having our manpower situation is improving, but we've also learned better ways to manage the resources we do have. So we have less annulments, even when we still are short engineers in some respects.
And then, Bus, I think I may have missed just what you were saying in terms of, I think the statistics provided for the terminal on-time performance was for December, but I think you had indicated that year over year there was improvement in Port Authority Bus Terminal.
Yes, there was. So for both November and December, there was improvement year over year.
Okay. And then in terms of the new engines you referred to on the River Line, is there a timeline as to when those will all be installed?
Well, right now we have to install the prototype and do a demo testing of that for 90 days.
Okay.
To send the process off and evaluate the results. Then they start to order for the full installation.
And it's 90 days, you said, prototype?
For, we have to place in the service for 90 days.
Oh, okay.
Board Member Greaves, any questions or comments?
Oh, I just want to say it's very happy to hear about the improvements with the bus on-time performance throughout the system. The North Light Rail, and I just want to say it's a testament of the hard work that's been going on there with the workforce, the enhancements that have been made over the last year, and like the board member said, it's nice to see us go out, finish the year strong like we did, and it's a credit to the changes and the working relationship between management and the workforce and the union. That made these improvements happen. I want to give credit to Mike Gilcoin if he's there, leading the way on the bus side. I know it's been a tough couple years, and we're getting beat up out there. But I wish some of the politicians that were out there criticizing us would sit here at these meetings and listen to the improvements that are being made. And we're definitely moving in the right direction. And I just wanted to point that out. So thank you.
Thanks for those kind words, Ray, and the vision of the union and the ability to participate with us to make these things happen is really showing now. With the addition of the new articulated vehicles, our mean distance between failures, since the older buses are really driving that number, we should start to see some real improvements in the year ahead. So, thank you.
No, absolutely, Mike, and I've seen it firsthand, and it's going to get better. It's going to continue to get better, and it's a credit to everybody in this organization. So, thanks.
Ray, thanks, Kevin. I'll just chime in. It's nice to get that recognition, particularly from our colleagues on labor and from Mike and his team. To say, we don't get a lot of praise, but the recognition from people who really know what's going on, that really matters a lot. So, very much appreciated.
I hope you're welcome, and you guys deserve it.
Okay, thank you. Next is the cost of service update, Jeff Bernstein.
Thank you and good morning. Okay. This slide presents key performance indicators related to our cost of service, specifically fare box revenue per passenger, subsidy per passenger, cost per passenger, and cost of service and fare box recovery. In December, across all modes and on an average per passenger basis, we recognized revenues of approximately $3.98 on costs of $8.42 for a recovery ratio system-wide of 47.2%. Per passenger subsidies of between $1.94 and $2.99 were required for bus, rail, and light rail service, with fare box recovery ratios of 49%, 71%, and 22%, respectively. In December, Access Link's recovery ratio was 4.4%. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Jeff. Board Member Caulfield, any questions or comments?
Just the 47.2 recovery corporate-wide, how does that compare to, do you have a comparison to like year over year or?
We've been seeing since the year that we've been reporting, we've been roughly between 45 and about 50%, depending upon the month and what expenses fell out in that month.
Okay, Board Member Greaves, any questions or comments?
I'm fine, Joyce. Thank you.
Thank you. Board members, that concludes the agenda for the Operations and Customer Service Committee. The Administration Committee meeting will begin at 10 a.m. Thank you.